AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Are you Christian or Muslim? The answer to that question determined whether you lived or died during an attack on a university in Kenya this morning. So says one student who heard gunmen identify themselves as Al-Shabaab, the Somali group linked to Al-Qaeda. They killed at least 15 people and wounded 60 others. Our Andrew Selsky says you may remember this group from a brutal attack on a shopping mall that killed 67 people.
Al-Shabaab in particular carried out the horrific attack on the upscale mall in Nairobi in 2013, the Westgate Mall, that resulted in dozens of deaths.
German Wings, the company that lost a plane full of passengers to an apparently suicidal co-pilot, says it did not know that Andreas Lubitz suffered depression during his training, though parent company Lufthansa said yesterday it did know. To California now, where Governor Jerry Brown says residents are going to have to get over that watering your lawn every day thing.
We're directing local water agencies to take specific action as they determine. But overall, we're looking for a 25% aggregate reduction
in water use, because he says this is a historic drought in California. A 35-year-old Detroit mother goes to court today to face charges in the murders of two of her children whose bodies were found in a deep freezer. Authorities say Michelle Blair's 9- and 13-year-old son and daughter had been beaten to death. The University of Maryland's president says a student's racist and sexist email to fraternity brothers was hateful, but it's protected by the First Amendment. The student has apologized for the email, which included racial slurs. He is out of school for the semester. This is AP Radio News. Recent surveys suggest that most Americans are in favor of letting businesses refuse wedding-related services to same-sex couples on religious grounds. Our Shirley Smith has more on this.
An Associated Press GFK poll conducted earlier this year indicated support for laws that would allow a wedding-related business to refuse services to gay and lesbian couples on religious grounds. It also found that half of Americans think state and local officials who issue marriage licenses in those states where gay marriages are legal should be exempt from issuing them to same-sex couples if it goes against their religion. Shirley Smith, Washington.
President Obama doesn't support a Republican-passed bill to repeal the estate tax, and he's going to Louisville, Kentucky today to tell an audience why. The price tag for repealing the tax would be about $300 billion. The White House says that's too high. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.